This week in Hey the Parents, we are talking about those dreaded words. Company's coming over, and this house is a wreck. On this episode, we're talking about organizing. You could call it spring cleaning, you could call it Marie Kondoing, or you could say that my four-year-old is cramming into 18-month shirts and we need to swap some things out. Either way, we are here this week to discuss how to find some level of sanity with your house and your stuff. And of course, we talk about when we were younger, mishaps with our own kids, and what the supposed experts say. Because it's the three of us and all of you. I'm Michael Hite.
I'm Sarah D.
And I'm Michael Bean.
Kids don't come with a handbook, so we need your help.
Where do babies come from?
Where do you think they come from?
Is this a kissing book?
Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
I learned it by watching you. There are no rules in this house. Not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
We sent them to the best boarding schools. We hired the best nannies. We did everything right.
Hey, Mom! The meatloaf!
No drinking, no drugs, no kissing, no tattoos, no piercings, no ritual animal slaughters of any kind.
Together, we can rule the galaxy as father and son.
This is Hey Other Parents, an honest, messy, imperfect show for raising kids.
Hey, it's us again. Welcome
Hello.
Back.
What goes
Hello.
On?
Hello.
Hey there, hay fever.
Hey there, hay fever.
Hey, oh, man. Hay fever.
Listen, audience, listen, members, listen, listeners, we have to be extra special kind to Sarah this week because she brought her A game. She has got she's got the coughing and the sneezing and all the allergies are attacking. But she's like, you know what? I got this. We are recording. We are making this happen. We had in New York, we had some wind, we had some rain, we had some wind advisories, we had power outages. We're like, what is happening? Does somebody not want us to record? But we are doing this. We are finally here today.
Yes.
Unfortunately, that did mean that it messed up with Mike Levine's schedule with all the crazy rain and everything else. So this was a night where he couldn't record, but he's going to join us next time without a doubt. So don't despair. Our dear good friend is well, and he will be joining us for the next episode. But before we get to that, we have to talk about the most important thing on everyone's mind, except for mine, is March Madness. So Sarah D, let me tell you a little story. You know the story. I don't need to tell you the story. You know the story, but I'm going to fill you in on the latest and greatest. So
yes,
at work, our boss decided that he was going to do a March Madness thing to kind of build some morale and have some fun at work. It's not like money or betting, whatever else it is. It's just having fun and seeing who wins and a couple of silly prizes and stuff. But anyway, so we're doing this and Sarah's like, did you put in your March Madness yet? And I was like, no. And she's like, you got to do it by tomorrow. And I was like, oh man, all right, got to do this. And she's like, I made a second email account, safe from a random one. And I started laughing because she's like, it's a Sarah. And I was like, this is the craziest email address ever. So I tried to do it to Michael because that was probably the most important part of this entire March Madness. So anyway, so got it all figured out because I had to get a Yahoo and I was like, Yahoo, that's crazy because my wife's still using it. That's it. So we got into Yahoo, and apparently Yahoo Sports is basically where this stuff is. So as you may or may not know in our episodes, I have told you guys in the past, I am very unsportsmanlike. Not that I don't care about people and sports. I'm a good sport, but not when it comes to knowing sports. So in this case, I was getting a little bit nervous and I was online and I randomly, I don't know what I was doing. I think I was looking at hashtag March Madness. I don't know what it was. It could have been anybody. This isn't a political thing. I just happened to run across the vice president and her husband are standing there in a picture and they're both holding these March Madness brackets. And then in another picture on Twitter, it zoomed in and I'm like, oh man, check it out. It's a March Madness bracket. So I go online, I click it, I open it up on my monitor and I start plugging it in. So I'm just going to copy this, whatever. And I start doing it. Something's not working right. Why? Because I had the women's bracket. Okay, so now that I figured that out, then I got to the then I got to the men's bracket, and I basically copied everything, and then I did get to what was it? I got to one of the Carolinas, and I think I couldn't commit to not letting Clemson move forward for undergrad. So I had Clemson moving forward, which is a little bit different, not by much. But PDDS, now a little time has gone by, and then I came into work last week, and one of my friend Mike, who's on the Dungeons & Dragons podcast campaign, he's like, dude, did you look at the bracket? I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, did something happen? He's like, you're number one right now. I'm like, what? So apparently that is becoming hysterical at work because I am not the person to be doing well in this case. So right now, as it stands, and this is from what I understand. Okay, here's the latest and greatest. It says, this is what, I'm not going to say names of people, but this is basically the gist. If North Carolina State wins, beating either UConn or Alabama, somebody else wins. If Purdue wins, beating either UConn or Alabama, another person wins. If UConn beats NC State, I win. If UConn beats Purdue, another person wins. If Alabama beats Purdue, somebody else wins. If Alabama beats NC State, I tie with somebody else. What that means? I don't know, but apparently after this weekend, it's all going to be over, and I think there's three more basketball games. I say it like I know what I'm talking about, but there's the final four, whatever it is, right? Yeah, the finals now, so you have the last two, and then the big match. So either way, it's very funny, because in the midst of all this with our Dungeons & Dragons podcast campaign, Bridget, who is on that podcast, we were like talking about it, and Bridget texted the group. She said, Mike literally said out loud the statement, I'm trying to find my sports chart, but there's a lot of pictures of AI Mexican wrestlers on here, because we were talking about something completely other random. But as you can only imagine, when it comes to sports, I don't know what I'm doing, but I will follow up next episode and let you know how I fared. But even to come this far is quite an honor. So Sarah D, let's all hang tight, because when the guy knows nothing about sports makes it this far, somebody's got to be cheering about something. I don't know.
I'm proud of you, man. I'm telling you, because we are the non-sports people, and here we are here for you, all non-sports people. You too could possibly win a March Madness.
See, that's how it goes. And on Monday, I'm going to be wearing my Go Sports shirt, because of course that seems like the right thing to do. So if this is the first time joining us on this podcast, Hey the Parents, it is a chance for a few of us parents who decide that we needed to join our efforts together to try and get through this as a survival course. We decided to do this podcast where we pick a different theme or topic every week. We discuss it from the standpoint when we were younger, when we grew up with our own parents, and then we shift on over to now as adults, what we do without a handbook with our own kids. What we go through, we share some experiences, we learn from each other, and then we hear a little bit from the experts. Every week, we feel just a little bit better because we have each other and we have all of you. So if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, all that good stuff, we'll tell you a little later in the show and how you can get in touch with us. Without further ado, we're going to jump right in to this part of our podcast, and that entails going back in time. I don't know what that means. Does that sound like DeLorean?
I don't know.
But we are going back in time. So Sarah, this is it. So we are, oh my gosh. So organizing. I get like the cold sweat in the back of my neck. I get the chills. I just think about as a kid, like the stress and the like go clean your room feelings, and then you walk in there and you're like, I'm just gonna wait the clock out, because I don't think I could get through this without my parents helping me.
Oh, so I remember like back in the day, my mom used to help us clean our room, but then at some point she stopped, and like if she stopped cleaning the room, or if we made a big mess in the basement, it was me and Anthony in the basement trying to organize all this stuff. And like, you know, when you're a kid, you're having a great time, and like you're like, oh, we're gonna do this now, we're gonna do that now, doll heads ripped all over the place, and then you look around and like you can't even find the floor, and then you're like told to, you're not coming out until you clean this place up, and you're like, oh my gosh, and then it feels like forever.
And you're like kind of like, I know, and all you hear like in the back of your mind is like your parents saying like, just clean, like when you're done playing with one thing, put it away before you play with the next.
And like you're always like, why did I listen to that piece of advice? And like it just never sunk in. Anytime, guaranteed. You know,
I think my biggest problem as a kid was that I think our biggest problem is that when I would go to like find something, like I was a big kid that had like a lot of like notebooks and pads and clipboards, pencils, like I had like all kinds of like stuff, you know. So like I would be looking like for the right notebook or the paper, and like of course that all comes out of like a bottom drawer and ends up like all over the floor, and like then you just look down and you're like, what have I done? And then it's like, oh man, I need a better system.
A better system. Or when you have like a board game or something that has like a lot of little pieces, my mom would be like, where's the shoe to the Barbie doll? And I'm like, I don't know. And then it's like, well, you need to find the other shoe. And I'm like, do I?
No.
And I'm
like, impossible.
My God. It's like, yes. And you're looking around like in your room that is like covered, no floors can be seen. And you're like, oh gosh. And you cry. Then you get yelled at for crying.
It's dark. And then it's like, all of a sudden you're like, it turns out that Colonel Mustard didn't actually kill anyone in Clue, because there is no weapon here for him. So things like that would go missing. I'm like, let's just toss out the entire thing now.
And then you're like, no, mom, it's totally okay. I'll just like make a new little like candlestick or something like that. Yeah.
Exactly.
And like, no, that's not the point. And I'm like, okay, well, I mean, I outsmarted you, but I guess
this
not,
is the
mom.
Episode where Sarah and I think of murder weapons for Clue.
Yes.
So we had like,
yeah.
The same experience, like just like stuff and like why things are made so small. Like, I don't know, man. Like, that is absolutely accurate. And you're saying Barbie stuff. I remember my sister had like, I don't remember like exactly, but I feel like Barbie came with like 65,000 different little pieces and combs and little things that were like very easy to lose.
Yes. And it's like sometimes they had like little rings that were like on their hands. And if you like pull them out, because you know, you always want them to have like options.
Are they out of their mind? They put little rings?
You lost. Yeah. And like you just like kind of use your teeth to like pull them off. And then like, you know, the pipe was not the right way, but that's how I did it. So I might have swallowed a couple of rings back in the day. Thanks, Mattel. But but once you lost those little things, that was it. You know, so like, so my mom, like in our basement, I remember so clearly, like we had these like big, like white milk crate kind of things. And like that was just like dust, like stuffed toys. She never like told us like, no, this is for stuffed animals and this is for dolls. She kind of just like, whatever. Just put it all in there. That's it. That's all she cared about. So like once we like made the mess and like she left us to cry and like, you know, suffer in the basement. We would just throw everything in the basement, like in those little baskets, and we're cool. It was like good to go. Thanks, Mom.
Man, I mean, like once you're breaking off the engagement with Ken and Barbie, you know, where else are you gonna go from there, right?
Exactly.
So like the thing that we had in my house was I think we mentioned last episode. So we weren't like toy chest people. So we had like my mom tried to make it so like we had like little like places for everything. And one of the things they did was, it was a combination of things. They had like, one was like, they tried to do this organizer thing. I don't know what it was. It was this like plastic thing from the 80s. That was like this like yellow plasticky thing that would like click in together. It almost reminded me a little bit of the IKEA bookshelves that had the open spaces where things kind of fit into, but it wasn't like, you know, as nice, whatever. And like they, that was like how everything would kind of like fit into the closet. Like it was like, well, did it always fit? No. But did my parents want it to fit? Sure. So that was kind of like how they believed it might go. And like it was like the combination of that. And then my parents were big on like the tins, like almost like the grandmother blue box cookies that you brought into work the other day.
Oh,
like
with the those, cookies.
Yeah. But then you had to memorize like what was in what tin. So like, you know, like Legos might have been in one tin, you know, like the what are those called? Like the Lincoln Logs might have been in another tin, you know. But I feel like we must have had a lot of tin boxes and things like that, because that was like how everything was in my house. But I did have those drawers that I mentioned, and it was like the dresser. Like the really wide dresser, I guess you call it a dresser. I guess you get dressed up when you're a little kid, but when you're bigger than 2 months. So there was like a dresser that had in the room that had like the drawers in it, and one of them was for clothes, and then the other one had like, you know, just papers in this one and folders and nonsense, and that was like no man's land, you know. Things fall behind a drawer, you're like, well, I guess I'll see that when I'm 25, you know. But that was, but we didn't have like a playroom. Like we definitely, like my sister and I had to keep everything like in our rooms. I distinctly remember that, like. I remember my mom making noise, making like kind of like under her breath, like, well, we're not going to do a play, like kind of like not okay with that idea of like the playroom, which makes me wonder what she thinks of our house now. But yeah, no, I mean, that's kind of, did you have to keep everything in your room or like in a certain space?
So we had the basement to do like mass chaos and then like in art projects. So like my mom was like, my mom's house is always, I'm like, I could probably go into her house now and lick the floors. It's immaculate. So the basement was no man's land where we could just paint and do like anything messy because the floor was tile. And then in the, we had a den in our old house. And that was also too like an area like where we had some toys and the couches was there. And like you kind of closed the door behind it when company came over. There was like the good room where you couldn't touch nothing.
Right.
So everything was like kept in that one room, I guess. Yeah. But it wasn't like, you know, like I just remember she just always cleaned. I don't know. She was like a very loved cleaning.
My parents had this like closet in the basement that was like, this like no man's land that was like where they put like all like suits and like sweaters and like, I guess that would be like the mothball closet, you know what I mean? And it was like,
oh, the cedar chest.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And then like one, I don't know when it happened, but my parents, they redid the basement at one point, but then my parents must have decided like all the video game stuff had to move to like a different spot. So like in this cold, unheated basement, we had like a little space heater, and that would be where you sit in really uncomfortable office chairs and then wheelchairs. My sister and I would play like old video games like that. But it was always like out of sight, out of mind. It's so funny. But what about, what else was down there? Did your parents, like, because we were speaking about organizing, did your parents, like, do this thing where, I think I do it because of my parents, did they hold on to boxes of things, like, as if they needed to be returned, like, we can't throw away the boxes, and then the boxes of the products stay there for, like, a millennia?
Okay, so like my mom always kept her stuff in the original boxes. So like this, like the table.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like so the tabletop skillet was in the box that it belonged to, and it was in the cabinets, like of my of the house or in the basement if it was too big. So like everything was always like wrapped up the way it was basically bought. My mom was like crazy. Yeah, I tried to keep up to that, but I couldn't.
How do you hold those standards? Like. Like, you open something up and you take it out. Like, I don't know about you, but it's never getting back in the box the same way?
No, it's never. My mom, I don't know. My mom just, she just had the energy and the wherewithal to do that. Go, mom.
Listen, but like, I'm not judging. I'm actually pretty impressed, actually.
I know. But, like, so I used to do that, too. Like, you know, but now, like, some things I kind of take out. So I'm like, it's just take up room. Like, I just can't do this. But if something in the garage, I'll, like, keep it in there. But anyway, so, like, so my mom also used to do, like, what is your mom? Like, my mom used to take, like, wrapping paper. And she used to keep it in, like, the china closet in the drawers. And, like, any gift bags to reuse. Use and stuff like that, so you always like knew where to find like the scissors, the tape, the gift wrapping stuff.
Oh my gosh, I love this podcast with you because like sometimes like you and Michael say something and like all of a sudden it's like whoosh, like these memories comes flying back to my brain.
Yes.
So like we have like my parents have a split, so like downstairs, like the lower level, like whatever, like a family room. In that closet on the side, there would be this like this thing of like wrapping paper and cards and like all this random stuff. And whenever you had to like bring a gift to my mom, like go downstairs and get a card, you know, and it would be like,
yes.
Oh, this one looks like for old ladies. This one looks for like a grandma. This one looks for like, yep. Oh, I'm sorry for your loss. Yep. No, not that one. And it was like,
oh,
and then the
so
wrapping
funny.
Paper, like you'd be like, go get me the wrapping paper. And you're like, all right, well, this one looks like it's for the wrong holiday. This'll do. Okay, yeah. Let's go.
I used to hate my mom's wrapping paper because she used to have like generic, like, because remember when we used to sell wrapping paper and we used to go door to door to strangers?
Oh, gosh.
You know?
Why do they torture us?
My mom always got, like, the very fancy ones, like, with, like, the seashells or, like, something, like, very generic. But, like, who wants to give a kid, like, your, like, classmate with a seashell on it? Like, no, you want the balloons and the clown and stuff like that. She was so bougie.
Like the background of, like, a poem for that you'd, like, hang up on your wall or something.
Yes, it was like wallpaper all the time. Oh, man, whatever. Anyways, I digress. But
and now forever, so, you're like, cool colors, great big combination.
Yes, bright kid stuff all the time. Okay, but anyway, so like my mom always had like this insane like walk-in closet. It was like a legit room. I used to love just going in there and like hiding behind the clothes. But she always kept everything
like
that was like, yes, I really was. Like I was like coming out of her like outfits, like all she had great stuff. So like. So all the, like the newest stuff was always kept in the front, and then like all the old things, I guess she was either like no offense, mom, like one of these days I'm gonna wear it again, or it's just something sentimental. So it was like a lot of like this cool like 70s stuff and like very hippie and like cool stuff.
I love
like
it.
I loved it. I loved going through all that. And the heels, like she had heels like since she was like 15 years old, and I was like walking around in them. She had like some vintage purse that I wore like or used for like my eighth grade dance, and I felt so cool because it was like a little basket purse, and it was so ahead of its time. I know, I was so excited. But and it was like from like the 60s or 50s or whatever when she was younger. So if you're organized and you keep stuff, you know, you can find it eventually. So it was a good
time
going
to the
closet.
Because like I think my parents, maybe it's just like a generational thing. I think they must have really held on to stuff too. Like you would go back and it'd be like a time machine as you dig your way through. Like if you went too far, you'd probably end up in Narnia. But it was pretty legit. Like
yes.
We go back pretty far.
Yes.
One of the things that I think was very funny was like as a kid, I remember like I just must have been. I mean, maybe I'm just like whatever. Like I just wasn't unaware. Like I wasn't really like totally aware when it was time to like get new clothes or like you know to get things that fit. My mom would be like, "We gotta go shopping." I'm like, I never really questioned. Like, how does she know? You know, it was just like I don't know if it was
right.
A changing of the seasons or if my pants went up to my knees. I have no idea. So that was like the grand exodus of the clothes, and it'd be like, "Let's go to JCPenney's," or you know, and then it was like, "Okay, here we go. You bring the fun." But I mean, was it like more of a seasonal thing, like with your parents, or like was it like?
So my house was, I guess, like we had enough room where we didn't have to flip any of the clothes or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, but again, I, you know, I'm only 5 feet, and I had a growth spurt from eighth grade to ninth grade of like an inch or something like that. Like I grew like wildly, like 1 inch.
Wow, something changed about you this summer, Sarah.
I know. I was like, I'm taller, but like I grew very slowly. So I was like legit still wearing stuff that was so old
and
like, looked
Mom,
okay.
I don't want to wear Smurfette shirts anymore. I'm in seventh grade.
Right. But they still fit basically. So like my mom would always say that. She's like, oh, she's like, Sarah, like we never have to like really like, as long as like it wasn't like holy or anything like that, like we didn't have to really spend a lot of money on my wardrobe because like I never grew. I just, my feet never grew. Nothing never grew. So you're welcome, Mom. I saved you some
money. For the record though, let's just take a special moment to appreciate Sarah's situation. Sarah is not that little. She's making it sound like she's like the size of like a small child, but she is not. And I'll let you know that Sarah's very smart because when Sarah buys Doc Martens, she's able to buy the larger kid size, the girl size, instead of buying the adult size. And she saves like $30 every time she buys Doc. So you know what? Yes. So bravo to you, I say.
I try. You know, there really wasn't like any changeover of clothes. Maybe once in a while something was kind of like, well, one, she would take something that was really old and like cut it up and use it as a rag, or two, she would donate it if needed.
Oh, I love it. Did your mom, so I mean, like, we have to talk about some like random wacky stuff too, because I feel like you can't have all the fun. So my mom, and I, this is really wild because I didn't really understand this concept until like later in life, because this is what you grow up with. So, you know, like the dish drain, like, you know, when you wash dishes or whatever else, you have the dish drain there, you know, things are wet. So my mom, I don't know if like how this whole thing started, she used that for like the dirty dishes, which seems like a terrible idea. Like after you would bring in the plates and wipe all the food like into the garbage, and you had like your, you know, it's a dirty plate still, but like you just wiped all the stuff off of it. Before my mom would wash it, my sister would bring in the plates, she would put it in the dish drain. So like my wife and I are still like, why are you doing this? So you put in the dish drain, so you have dirty plates in the dish drain, and then she would take them from the dish drain to like wash before she put them in the dishwasher. So then, like, instead of just going into the sink and just, like, cleaning as you go, dish drain first, then the sink, and then into the dishwasher, and then she'd wash the dish drain. I don't know why. So my wife brought this up to me, and I was like, oh, wait a minute. You're absolutely right. Why would she do that? So now, like, every time we kind of laugh, like, I think she does. I don't know, because we're over there. We just kind of, like, jump in and try to help out.
She might not want a dirty sink.
Oh, interesting.
That might be it. She may not want
to. Is that a thing?
Yes, because it is gross when you start putting your hand in there and there's still mushy things because, you know, these kids don't clean nothing properly. You know, you're digging around Fruit Loops and.
Oh, so maybe it's more of a more of a reaction speaking to our terrible job of wiping the dishes off.
Yes, it might have been. I wonder. Ask Mama Height. Let's see what she says.
Hold on a second. Let me call her. No, I'm kidding. I don't. Let's call her.
Let's do a live call.
I know. Like season five, we're going to be like, hey, other kids, and our kids will be making fun of us. Who even knows? But the, I feel like without a doubt, there's so many things that we absolutely are going to talk about. And I think that as a listener, you probably want to get us to get into kind of the organizing and some of the stuff now and some of the things that, you know, we've kind of learned over the years. And I have a lot to learn from Sarah. So I think it's probably time for us to have to jump into the part we have about us having kids now and all that good stuff. So we're going to jump into the time now as parents. This is a part of the show where we discuss what it's like as parents with our own kids. Sometimes we get it right. Sometimes we get it wrong. Sometimes Sarah gets it right. Sometimes I get it wrong. And sometimes we do a lot of guessing. And this is where we learn from each other. So now that we're parents and now that we... you know, that maybe we use the dish drain for clean stuff. We are now having our own experiences. And it's really wild because, like, obviously, like, the things that are fresh in our mind that jump out to us from when we were growing up, like, you can't help but think of those things sometimes when you're with your own kids and, like, tell them, like, what to do. But I feel like when it comes to this stuff, you made an amazing list. So where do you want to start? Where do you think is a good place?
I don't know. You know what? I have to say, I always think my mom, for better or for worse, kind of took the training wheels off with helping to clean my room too early. I needed help because, like, around a certain time, I don't know what happened. I went from, like, maybe because she was cleaning the room after me after I cleaned it, quote unquote. My room just became a disaster.
She's between like, yeah, the ages, perfect. Way to go. Let me just tidy up a couple things.
Right. Like, let me actually just clean it. Between, like, age, like, 9 and 12, my room would get, like, a disaster. And, like, when she wanted me to clean it, I didn't know where to start. I didn't know how to fold. So my one piece of advice I would say is that, yes, you want them to learn some independence to clean up after themselves. But it doesn't hurt to say, like, hey, let me, like, this is a big mess. Let me help you a little bit, you know? Or, like, this doesn't seem to be working. Let's figure out a way that, like, will work for you. Because I feel like that's how you learn. Because, you know, for a while there, I was stuffing a lot of things in bins. I probably learned that from the basement days, you know?
Probably, right? But I think, like, I like what you're saying there. Because for me, when I look back on it, because, like, I'm, like, you know, I'm kind of all over the place sometimes. Sometimes. The thing that I realize is that I think a lot of the times when I'll be making a mess is not because of, like, the actual mess of, like, taking things out. It's probably because I couldn't find something. And just, like, right. the not being able to find something gets you into that tizzy where, who knew I'd be using the word tizzy tonight, where you would be taking a lot of things out and throwing them everywhere just to find the thing. And, like, even, like, in that moment of running around looking at different places, now you've made, like, a disaster. And it was really probably somewhat unintentional, but that's why we really kind of doing this episode, because it's about, like, getting the organizing part done first so that when you lose something, it's not as drastic as what it could happen if you weren't organized in the first place, right?
Right, exactly. And then, like, so I still use bins when the kids were younger, like the little 9-cube box thing that you get from, like, Target, you put together, and it had, like, those bins. So I would try to keep, like, okay, all the doll things go here, all the dinosaurs go here, you know, all the extra kitchen, toy kitchen stuff goes in here. So that way they kind of, like, kept it, like, a little organized. And it got messy, it got a little messy, but, like, at least it was, like, the idea that these bins had a purpose for each different item, you know?
I like that. So I think you're talking about a similar thing that I'm thinking about. Are those the ones that, like, it's, like, sort of, like, wooden with, like, yes, spaces for, like, box size material? You buy, like, they're, like, cloth kind of, like,
yes,
but or hard bottom, like,
too.
Whatever?
Yep.
Yeah. So IKEA and Target, the same thing. It doesn't matter what you call them. But, we like those a lot, too. My wife figured out that because, like, they're all, like, we bought all the same color ones. So it was kind of like, well, what's the difference? Because it turned into, like, looking, and then it was like, what's the point of this? So she made, like, little pictures that she printed out and slapped them on each of the boxes.
Yes.
So, like, yep, it was, like, a little bit easier to kind of, I mean, I guess this isn't groundbreaking. It was impressive for me. So, like, you would see, like, this is the one for, like, your, you know, the little people toys. This is, yes, I'm not talking about you. This is the one about the animal toys. This is the one for the dinosaurs. You're like, don't you say that. So, like, then you would know before you looked in, or, like, when it came to cleaning up, it would be like, okay, we're going to take this box down. But, and that works to a certain extent. But then, like, sometimes, like, for us, like, when it comes to, like, like, all the, like, just separating the animals from the people, but then it's like, Bluey, where does he go? But the, or she go, but the when those boxes get too big, then it's problematic because then you don't even know what you have anymore. And it's just too much stuff. And you have, like, that loss of, like, choice where you just got to, like, grab for whatever. So then, like, that's when maybe we'll get, like, a little pencil case, like those plastic pencil cases, and then put, like, this one's for all the Muppet babies. This one's for all the Bluey, yes, ones. This is for the, you, yep, know. But the more of those things you have, the less you play with stuff because you forget it's there, kind of. So it's kind of a hard, you know, whatever.
And then, like, I don't know about you, but, like, around the holidays and then, like, around summer, like, with the kids' toys, we always kind of go through and, like, say, what do we still need? What are we still going to keep?
That's smart.
And kind of just, like, let's donate to another child who might need it. And the kids always liked that because they always felt like they were, like, I think another kid would like this, you know? And I'm like,
that's,
yes,
nice,
it's
though,
kind of, yes, it's nice, except when they're donating, like, something that's falling apart. I'm like,
Barbie's maybe, one maybe, ring and
right.
No, but I like that, like, you do that,
like,
because it makes it so, like, they are parting with it in a nicer way, you,
yeah,
know.
So that's why I always spin it, you know, whether it goes actually in the garbage or to the donation place, depends on my mood.
Well, we had, like, a wild ride for a while where, like, you know, like, where we were going on tour for birthday parties, and then my kids wanted to hold on to, like, all of the goodie bag stuff.
Oh, gosh.
And, like,
yep,
that stuff is not intended to stay long term. So, like, no, you know, I get maybe you want to keep a mood ring, but, like, do you really need to have, like, the little, like, plastic doohickeys where the guy flies out of a parachute? Like, it's, like, too much stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
Or, like, the spinny thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So we try to isolate, no, that to, like, one drawer, like, in the, yep, in the, you know, in their dresser or whatever. But, like, That was like the no man's land, like one little drawer. Like, it doesn't fit in there. That's it. You take stuff out. It's staying in that one drawer. But right. What do you do with, like, do your kids, like, I know Mike Levine, if he was here, he'd probably be talking about this right now, about his, like, Star Wars toys and having to dust them and take them out and stuff. But, like, do you have a thing where, like, either of your kids had, like, or even your niece had, like, where they would want to, like, put, like, certain things on display? Like, we had this with Legos, and it gets so completely out of hand, where it's, like, this wall of Legos. My wife, she was like, I had enough. I can't take this anymore. So she put up, we were in our basement a few years ago, and we got, like, those IKEA just, like, this is not brought to you by IKEA, apparently, but it sounds like it. We got those, like, ones that are just, like, they look like they're kind of, like, whatever. They're, like, just shelves, whatever. So then, like, we made a couple shelves, and now, like, the finished Legos, we put them kind of like all the Harry Potter ones over here or whatever. And now it's like more of a display because it was getting out of hand in the bedroom, you know?
Yeah. So like Sophia used to make these like really awesome like buildings and like cities and connect the dollhouses and all this stuff. And she would want to leave. And a lot of it's like cardboard boxes and paper. And like it didn't always look, you know, she was using her imagination, but it wasn't like neat and structured. Do you know what I mean? Like it was like a child just having fun and using.
This is not going to be put on display.
Right. So that was in the corner of her room. And as long as, you know, we kind of like respected it and I made sure she had like a little section in her room and it was away from her clothes and things she needed to access, I didn't mind that it was there. She never brought it down or anything like that. Julian, he loves his Legos and stuff like that or his bobblehead dudes or whatever. So I too got shelves for him so he could display them and all that stuff because they were getting tossed all around and I'm like, dude, like you worked so hard on it or they're like a collector's item. You know, you want to take care of them. So we put them on a shelf and that makes him really happy. And he loves like rearranging them and, you know, maybe putting this guy with that guy and that makes more sense in his head. So.
Oh, I like that.
That was like a way to organize him. Yeah. And then like, as silly as it sounds, he is 10. So it was last Christmas, he got a desk for his room and that now holds like his PS5, his headset with like the stand and all that stuff. Just to kind of keep
him organized. Probably like super proud of his little area. He probably loves it.
Yeah. Because you know what? It was downstairs and we wanted him downstairs in the beginning because we wanted to monitor his stuff. And then like now we kind of know what he plays. He kind of sticks with the same things when he's on the phone, you know, like speaking with his friends over the interwebs. The door is open and we listen to him, you know, say, hey, don't do that. Don't say that, you know. But we keep it in his room. That way it just kind of eliminates some of that extra clutter that goes on with like the Switch and the controllers and the doodads and everything else that goes with that stuff, you know?
I like that. And it's funny because like I thought of you because like whenever the Marie Kondo thing, this is like going back now to like our old podcast where we did food stuff and Sarah D was talking about Marie Kondo. And there was this whole thing where like you were explaining to me how like if you like stack clothes vertically, that like takes up like less space kind of. So like that if there's one thing I took away from Sarah is that we stack things vertically. So you know, like pants and that even extends to like, you know, like video games. So like we buy like the like, you know, the Rubbermaid stuff, whatever else, and we'll stack all the games vertically. You can see all the labels and then it takes up a little bit less space and then the controllers go in a separate one and then, you know, if they have to get a game, they pull it out. And this is probably why they like to buy digital games. But then they look at the you know, they have all their stuff out and then it kind of helps with that stuff. But it's funny because like you just feel like you have to like institute some of these things, otherwise it just takes over the whole house and then everybody's getting all mad, you know.
And like Marie Kondo was great because it was the idea that you know, you kept everything like what you really needed. And I still do that with like my clothes. Like summertime for me is like when I do like my big clean, like overhaul what I've accumulated over the years. And then like with the kid, like with Sophia, I try to teach her to Marie Kondo, but she does her own thing. Like she's at 2 a.m. rearranging her whole room, taking out everything out of her drawers and redoing
it. So wild.
She just loves doing it.
I just love that. So, yeah, and she's been that way forever, right? Like that, like her little personality. I just love that. That's forever. Like her.
That is so her. And then Julian's like me, where he's at the age where he's just destroying his room. Like it's just like a party rock star. Like paint through. Like,
I get you, Foy. I get you.
Yes. Like, I don't know. It was like a party. I'm like, what the heck? I'm like looking up at the ceiling. How'd that get there? So,
there's like red cups with X's on his hands. So like, what's happening here?
So I'm trying to teach him how to Marie Kondo his stuff, his drawers, because he needs a little extra help. My son over there, you know,
they're all different though. I mean, like I even see that with my own kids. Like there's definitely like, you know, there's like a certain like, It's funny because like, Ethan is very particular about the way he wants things. Like sometimes it's a little chaotic, but like he has. My wife found that maybe we could talk about like art stuff. That might be good to kind of talk about if you have like an art area in your house or whatever else.
Yep.
So like he had this thing where like he was drawing on all these blank sheets of computer paper, and it was turning into like.
Yes.
Like the ramblings of a crazy man because it was just everywhere, you know. And I love this stuff, but so she's like, because she's like a she went to school for art and stuff, and so like she loved having like a scrapbook, journal book, whatever it is, like you know, like a like nice paper, like big you know ring book. There's a word for it. It's not common for me, whatever. So anyway,
sketchbook.
So sketchbook. Why couldn't I? Thank you once again, Sarah D. So she was looking at it, and she's like, you know what, like for the money. Like a Michaels or AC Moore, whatever it is, like when they're on sale or when there's something going on, like this just makes so much more sense. So she just started buying these books, these sketchbooks. And truth be told, it definitely made like things cleaner and more organized. But man, that kid could burn through a sketchbook. And he would and he would go. We've talked about this before, like coming up with like ideas for like video games and stuff. So he goes through a whole sketchbook and he's numbered them. And I'm like, dude, you probably need like a directory for all of your sketchbooks. But it's good because they fit into like baskets and stuff. But he has like 37 sketchbooks right now. It's out of control.
Oh my God. So I love that.
I know. He's like, where was this book that I was thinking about? But it's funny. I was really cute because now I look at something from like a couple years ago. It's like, I literally have no idea what this means, you know? But it's cute, though, because it's a nice way to organize. But what she did was she has like an area like, I don't know. We always kind of had this sort of like feeling like that. I mean, it's not like we had a choice in the matter, but we never wanted to have like a house where we couldn't like where we like where everybody would be doing off their own things. We kind of wanted to have that feel where like. In general, like maybe our kids could be doing what they want, but like you just kind of want to know, like you can see them every day. They're there. Like you don't have to feel so separate where you're like screaming from other rooms to find people. So like we want to keep like the art stuff like kind of in the main room where the TV is and stuff.
Yes,
maybe that'll change as time goes. But you know how it is, right? So my wife was like looking at this area and she and like what started off as like a little art table, like a little IKEA art. Once again, what is with IKEA? With an IKEA art table, you know, with like little chairs. We was like, well, we need this, we need that, we need this. And then like as the kids got a little bit bigger. When it was like a little safer, you know, like without having like, you know, dangerous art supplies with little kids. Even so, when they're really younger, maybe it is smarter to do this. She started like labeling. And my wife got like a label maker. That's where things kind of got out of control. So she got like a label maker and then these little boxes. And then she started to make like little like, you know, those little cheap pencil cases like that you buy for a dollar at Staples or whatever. And see, not just IKEA. And then she would put the labels on them. And she would get like, I just wrote some down before because I was like making notes for the show, like looking over. She's got like slime, beads, watercolor, perler beads, feathers, pom-poms, paintbrushes, Play-Doh, kinetic sand, dry erase markers, gel pens, clue, what is it? Not clue. They can't be clue. It's gonna be glue. Glue, scissors, super tips, glitter glue, color pencils, pens, super tips, erasers, carousel of markers, box of crayons. And then she would have all these little things. And then, it was like,
I like
she
there's
actually
a box
has
for the box
there.
Of crayons.
Yes, there's a box of crayons.
It.
So like a big container, right? And then what we realized was it was turning into like mayhem because like we would go to a restaurant or go out to eat or go to someone's house. And my wife would be like, go pack some stuff into a bag. And then everything would get like dismantled in a mess. So then she was like, okay, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to go through, and she's amazing with this stuff. She went through like the box of crayons and she's like, I'm going to take out some of the duplicates or at least some colors that are similar and make like a to-go bag or a to-go box.
Oh, I love it.
So this
it.
Way,
yes.
Like, that would go in a little backpack. And then, like, that would be
brilliant.
The to-go box. So it wasn't, like, dismantling all of the amazing, awesome, like, organization that she did for that stuff. But it sounds crazy, but, like, once you have it all, like, out, it's really helpful because, like, then you're, like, you just grab the box you need. Oh, you're doing a project. You got to need some glue sticks, some scissors. Grab the box. What else do you need, you know? And then it just goes back into its little home. I mean, even the boxes are, like, all in different spots. Who cares? Because it's labeled, you know?
Yes.
So that was definitely helpful.
Do you know what that reminds me of? So one, when I was at your house and I saw that, I was like, damn, they're organized. And then two.
No. Damn, she's organized.
Yeah, Rachel. She is the brains behind this operation. And then two,
yes.
It reminds me of the Berenstain Bears messy room book where Mama Bear put all the after she had like an atomic break like a mental breakdown of how dirty the rooms were and she like labeled everything in boxes or whatever. And I always wanted that when I was a kid, like just to have a whole closet of boxes with stuff in there.
She's ready to like leave the tree and drive away. She's like, I had enough.
I know. She was like, I'm done with all he is.
You guys can keep the whole tree. I'm moving out.
Papa Bear was in his garage just doing, you know, futzing around in there. He's like, oh gosh. He's like,
so calm, just milking the cows, whatever. You know? Yeah, exactly. You know, maybe if you got out of the garage so often, Berenstain Bear, Papa Bear, and helped out so long.
But you know what? I totally relate to that, because man, when my back hurts, I'm picking up something. That's when I'm like, rah. So. Yes, helping kids.
I'm going to the garage.
So you're not like Mama Bear screaming at them, you know. It's good to get them organized.
So I think one thing that I noticed too that she did that I don't know where she came up with this idea. It was really good. Is like almost like a cooking tray, like, you know, like whatever, like, you know, you could think of a cooking tray.
Yes.
She bought like plastic ones. That were just like these plastic ones with the full intention to use for like just getting messy, whatever. So she has like she found like these, like, I don't know, like whatever the large size cooking tray would be. They have like, you know, like the walls on them. So we have like three or four of those. They happen to be green. I don't know if they always come in green. This is a very much Rachel Height, thank God episode. And me being like, let me tell you all about the stuff my wife does, because she's so good at this stuff. But I guess I could probably also be good at this stuff too. But she found these great green trays, and they're very useful because like if the kids are doing kinetic sand or if they're doing something like clay, even like, you know, just like they're doing stuff and then now you got to eat. Picking up the stuff and moving it to the side of the table is great.
Yes.
And also for cleanup is good because, like, you know, that stuff just goes like everywhere. So that's kind of been handy as well.
That's like a very Montessori thing. I wonder if she got that as well from there. Because I did that for a little bit too, to be honest
right?
with you.
With the trays, and I was the one that went to Montessori. Who would have thought? let's see. Clipboard. So that's for me. Okay, we got paper. My kids go through a lot of paper in general, but we just let them grab from the printer because, like, I mentioned, like, the notebooks and stuff. But I know this sounds crazy. Like, I know, like, we make fun of me because I deserve it. But the clipboard stuff, sometimes, like, with especially with, like, a wooden table. Like, we have a wooden table. I mean, it's not the greatest thing in the world, but we have a wooden table. And I remember as a kid, like, I would draw, like, and do my homework. And, like, one day we looked down at the wooden table and it was, like, all of my handwriting was, like, penciled into the wooden table because there's nothing underneath the paper that I was writing on. Having, like, just a stack of, like, cheap clipboards is good to have. So if you want the kids to, like, you know, like, when I'm cooking, I like having the kids, like, kind of hanging out. So sometimes if they're working or we're working, yes, they're working. If they're doing homework or they're drawing whatever else, sometimes I have a couple clipboards for them to, I'm laughing because you're like, no, you're training them to become clipboard people like yourself. No, but
they
have the clipboards to grow the
Zeffel. Because sometimes, like, when you're cooking and stuff like that, like, so, like, I have an island, and if I'm cooking and Julian wants to do his homework, it's like, where's there a clean spot maybe if I'm cooking and there's things that go all over the place and he can, like, just lean on it. No, it's good, a little clipboard.
But it looks like the food, like, the food inspector is there, like, just like,
Or judging. Okay, he did not, you know, use a knife properly when he was cutting that. But, like, how do you, like, organize this?
I would have used less salt.
So, in the kitchen, you know, like, we just remodeled and everything like that. And so when I was trying to reorganize everything, because the old kitchen was, like, not meant for me. Do you know what I mean? Like, when you move into a new house and, like, there's things, like, I'm like, this wasn't, like, how I would want to do stuff. So now the kitchen is a teeny bit smaller, but we gain more room overall.
Oh, that's great.
So we've kept... What I try to do is keep all the things that I use frequently in the kitchen cabinets. And I got bins from Dollar Tree. And I, like, just so, like, things don't tip over or, like, they don't, like, get lost and, like, kind of, because, like, nowadays, like, cabinets, I think, are just, like, these open spaces. They don't come, like, as organized, or maybe we didn't spend the money to get, like, all the fancy, like, organizational things, like, some of the cabinets have. So, and they're, like, or, like, the Lazy Susan. Like, they have, like, now, like, those pie, like, cutouts where you put everything in.
Oh, that's smart. Yeah.
So, because so many times, I remember, like, in my old house with my mom, like, with the Lazy Susan, things would spill over into the side and, like, never be seen again. So, like, that, I got, and I was, like, very happy with. And then in my garage, you know, like, there's, like, so in the garage is, like, other stuff that we don't use maybe as frequently, like, maybe, like, extra, like, we go to BJ's, extra, like, pasta or things
that. Yeah, definitely.
And, like, there's no, like, chemicals in the garage that's gonna, like, contaminate our food. It's purely storage. And
Right.
So, like, the metal shelving, we have metal shelving for all the food, and then we do have some shelving for, like, parties and adult beverage. And, like, when we were, like, kind of putting stuff, they're, like, tipping over, and I was like, oh, well, let me get more bins from Dollar Tree. So I have everything in the bins. I do try to organize it by, like, baking stuff or, like, macaroni or pasta. I try to keep everything together because I read somewhere, like, if you keep – things that you naturally will use together, it makes more sense. Like in like garage, like the pasta and then like tomato sauce or like anything yes. like related is kind of together. Rice and the beans for me are kind of together. You know, the snacks have their own little section. So like I try to, it just kind of makes things flow a little better. Or like all like the condensed milk or coconut milk and like anything kind of baking related is kind of together, because you're kind of, you know, when you're cooking, you're kind of doing that stuff, you know, when you're getting extra stuff.
I love that. And then some of the things that we did, and it's funny, you mentioned that. I instantly was thinking like how for the longest time, like it sounds crazy, but I think a lot of people will probably be in the same situation, is that when you move into your house and you put things in the kitchen, it just stays that way. Like you get used to it and you become a habit of it. And like, it just stays away forever unless you make like an active, like a decision to change that. And one of the things that I did was told by my wife that this is what we're going to do. So she ended up doing this thing where she put the she's awesome. I'm telling you, she's so good at organizing. So like we had like one of those old school like silverware things where like, you know, the place for the fork, the knife, whatever else, like that, those things are like all connected. And we realized like this was just not working for us. So got rid of that. And then she went to, it must have been, what's that, like the closets, rooms place? What's that place in Westbury? What is that? That's that.
Oh, rooms, gosh. Container store.
Closets. Container store. Oh, my gosh. It was like, think you're like, it's like like $10,000 pyramid or something.
It's
so
like
container
night.
Store. Man, it's like, you know, if you're going to bring something up, you should probably know the place you're talking about. So what she did was, Alyssa Porter, so what she did there was she bought these individual rectangular containers and then she just stacked them side by side by side. And like, it just works so much better. Like, cause sometimes like what we were realizing too was we were having this like ongoing fight with like the forks, cause there's like baby forks and tall forks. And then like, you know, the tablespoons and then teaspoons. And like, if you only have the limited number of spots for them, we try to put them like opposing each other and like doing all these things, and just would never work. So like once we like separated everything and having these individual little like rectangular things, it just gave us like more like room for the things that we wanted, and it made like little spots for everything. And like at the time it was probably mayhem kind of figuring out, but like once she got it all figured out, like now there's like the place for like the measuring cups and everything else. Like I'm so happy. Like it's so much better than it was.
Rectangular, like what? Like
so they're like probably like, so they're like little rectangular things that are probably like this big. But now like, here, let me see if I have anything on my computer.
Like a pencil case or like a desk organizer thing?
They're like desk organizers, but they're like, come on. Oh, here.
For utensils.
There we go. Like this. But they're not like so wide.
Yes,
so they're like
yes.
These little plastic
okay.
doohickeys. So like maybe yes. like, just as tall, but half the size.
Yes, yes.
And then, like, you could, I use my computer desk too. So, like, you could just, you know, where, like, everything's loose. Nothing's loose anymore. You know, everything's got a home. But that's definitely been helpful.
I got
and
some
the other
of those
thing,
from Dollar Tree.
Oh, you know what? Who cares where you get them from? I mean, it doesn't matter. You don't get a prize for getting fancy ones, you know?
But that's, like, for another drawer that I have. But continue. Yes.
Yes, yes. The other thing that was helpful for us, because we do have a very small kitchen, is this happened as a result of something ridiculous, which was when we had to replace a refrigerator. So when we were buying the refrigerator, like the handyman, we didn't know with the handyman that you could make it tall. You could like extend the height of the refrigerator if it doesn't fit exactly in the space. Like the cabinets that were above the refrigerator, we could have just cut back on the size of the opening. With the actual doors of the cabinet themselves. And then we could have like done some things where like we could have gotten a taller refrigerator. Didn't know that. Got the refrigerator at the time that fit within this space. But what ended up happening was there was like a bigger gap between the refrigerator and the wall that we had liked. So we were looking around and just, we don't have this gap there. It just looked weird. So we found that they sold these, and this is not like life changing, but they sell these like little like very tall on wheels carts. And
yes.
We got one that fit next to the refrigerator. And what was great about that is when the kids were really young, we had like a little section in our kitchen where we would have like all of the like grab and go snack things. So we were like assembling snacks on the weekends for the kids. It was all there, but then it would like took up a lot of space. So now we've dedicated that thing next to the refrigerator. It holds like the plastic utensils. It holds like the brown bags that are labeled for like, you know, morning snack, PM snack. And then the kids grab those bags and fill them up and have them ready to go. So then during the week, they grab one of those. Because at kids' school, they want to have like the snacks labeled separately from the lunches. So like they have to have them separate. So they have all their snacks and stuff organized. It takes up most of the space. And then I have some stuff like peanut butter and like breadcrumbs in there too. But like that's been useful. You know, that's useful, like, to have a thing that's, like, separate. But I like what you were saying about having, like, sections that you where you know that a lot of the things are. Because you just, your brain just tells you, like, that's almost like when you're going out to eat and you're like, that's where all the fast food places are. But that's, like, it's all, like, you know, in that same spot.
Yeah, no, I like, I, that for me, it kind of works. Like, so, like, even, I don't think it's a groundbreaking either, but, like, by the front door, there are hooks for everyone's keys. Does Gene ever put his keys on the hook? No, of course not. He puts it, we have a splanch or whatever, so he puts it, like, where, like, the railing is and where all of our mail that's very disorganized goes. We'll have to work on that.
Next into attack.
If anyone has advice on how to organize mail, please let me know because I'm in desperate need. And that's where he puts his keys. I put my keys on the key holders. And then I even have little hooks for the dog's leashes and their little collars. So that way when we go out, it's like, because it's right by the door. When you're about to go you leave. So like that's how I kind of like organize stuff, because I just find that it's like over the years it's helped me. And then I don't know about you, but my laundry room was becoming like, I don't know, like a semi weird dumping ground. Like I have like, it's like off to from the kitchen, it's like the washer dryer is there, and above it we have shelving, and like like there's like detergent, the softener, and like the smelly bead things and the what the heck those tissue things are called.
The fabric softeners.
There you go. Yeah, those sheets. The sheets.
I did it. I helped out.
Thank you. Yeah, look at that. See? And then it was becoming like a dumping place of like random stuff, like the first aid kit and like the pledge and all that kind of stuff. So, and things are like falling all over the place. And like, I was like, now I started grooming the dogs myself. So like, I started, you know, getting like grooming stuff, like, you know, clippers, nail clippers and all that. So I like, after a while I was like, gosh, darn it. Like Gene keeps moving things up higher on top of the shelves where I can't reach them. So I'm like climbing on top of my washing machine and stuff like that. So I was like, okay. So one day over one of the breaks or whatever, the kids were home, I was like, I'm going to tackle this. So I went to Dollar Tree and again.
I love it.
And I got more bins, and I got them all dark blue to match the blue paint on the wall because I want to be aesthetically pleasing. And I just organized it like things that we don't frequently use, like, you know, like the couch soap stuff when you rent the machine that goes all the way to the top because, you know, I don't use that often. All right, because my, you know, it's very interesting, this laundry thing. Okay, so what I do is like stuff that I don't use all the way in the top, things in the middle, and like I have a section for the dog, all their dog stuff, and some bins, and like it's so much more organized, and it just feels like better to like see things, and I don't have to constantly fight with Gene when he puts things all the way on the top shelf because that's where the only space was. Now everything has a place.
Where he puts all the snacks where you can't get to them.
I know. I mean, no, that would be good.
So. Because sometimes we had the same concern, like where we would try to organize things, but like maybe they wouldn't fit. So we got like a couple of like little stools for the kids to use that would kind of fold up. One of the couple quick random things before we jump into the article. One is when it came to like food and like pantry stuff with like pasta or cereal, that was turning to a mess. So some of the things they do, they sell these like these containers that like make things like airtight, where like you push the top and it kind of locks in. So we found those to be pretty helpful, only of course when you like label them, of course, in like certain areas it's like very easy to get bugs and things like that with flour and grain. So that's really handy to have as well, to kind of like lock those things away in those plastic containers. But one of the things too, real fast, is they do sell seasonally, Rubbermaid sells like, or whatever brand, they sell those big containers. Like sometimes we'll use those to like organize our clothes, like, you know, 0 to 18 months, well, whatever it is, like 1 year, 2 year, 3 years, and like kind of have all their clothes or seasonal stuff for them. Cause we have three boys and they kind of like pass them down from one kid to the next. We've used those. And then like when like Christmas is over, who cares? Go get a green and red one. They're super cheap. Halloween's over, suddenly you need an orange one. It doesn't matter. So sometimes after those seasons, it's great. But Sarah, I think there's like a couple articles this week, right? There's an article this week that you found that maybe kind of speaks to some of these good strategies.
So I found this article by JessaGirl and her blog.com. And this is by Abby Lawson. And she kind of like talks about like how to like organize your stuff a little bit. So first thing, parents, give yourself some grace, because you know what? It's hard to manage yourself, let alone 2, 3, 4 plus people that you're also trying to manage at home as well. You know, your house can't be perfect all the time. Decluttering, she says, is a big thing. You know, anytime that you can kind of minimize stuff or throw things away, declutter. If you don't use it often, get rid of it.
Those are the bins.
Yes, exactly. Or don't put it in the bin and let the bin become where it just, you know, goes to die or whatever.
That's true.
You
know, that's true.
Create a simple system that kids could help maintain. So, you know, like, don't make things like super complicated. Just kind of keep it nice and simple so they can organize their stuff. Like you said, like make little labels, put them, try to organize it by like items. Also, you know, separate toys by type. So, we did that. Oh, labels, there again, she said. And make clean up a part of the pre-nap or nighttime routine or both.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that. That, you know, that's good because it's like, oh, let the toys go to sleep too. And have little jobs that are just their thing. So, like, she said, like, her son's job when he was 2 years old was to get the toilet paper out of the paper wrapping and put them in the cupboard. That way they're ready to go. Nice. And I think that's like age appropriate. You know, like they start getting little jobs. I think it's good for them. And make it fun with a chart. You know, some kids love a chart. Julian loves a chart. Sophia hates a chart. It depends on your child. And, oh, have a system in place to deal with all the paper they bring home from school.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Keep it or toss it, right?
Keep it or toss it. I used to use binders, you know, and like it was like a third grade year and I kept stuff, I throw things out. And then by the end of the summer, I just either chucked it or kept things. And then that's it, really, you know. So I think that was pretty reasonable.
I think you found a good one here. We got, and like the bins are kind of nice because like we use a bins for like when they bring some home from school. And like once you see it, like I know it sounds crazy, but like the stuff over a year, when you start to see like the stuff, And if once it gets like that halfway part of the bin, you're looking at it, you're like, do you really want to keep that? And then you're looking at it, it's like just like a random homework the guy would like, you know, stuff on it versus like a project or something that they wrote, you know, and then those things are the essays or the little like, you know, stories they keep, or those are a little bit more meaningful, you know.
Oh, no, I always kept that stuff too, just because I wanted to see them progress and see like, you know, if they're making any headway. And then by the end of the year, I just chucked it.
Ooh.
You know,
good future episode. I like that. One thing that I think that was a funny thing that we once heard, and this kind of like goes along the article but in a different direction, is I think Jake went to physical therapy like years ago, and she was so funny. She said that what she would do is at night, any of the stuff the kids didn't pick up, she would hold on to it and she would just keep it in a spot. And over the course of the week, the kids would be like, Where are those toys? I'm like, oh, they're in jail. You didn't notice? And she had jail for the toys. So
that's hysterical.
Any of the stuff that got left out, they were in the kids could see them in the closet. She kept them for a couple days in jail. And then when she came back, they're like, well, they have to go away at night or they go to jail.
It's right.
Like, that's like somewhere like the old school meets new school. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Oh, man. But anyway, the question this week is if you have any suggestions or strategies to organize your life and your home, because I think Sarah and I and Mike are very open to any sort of advice, any sort of great ideas you have. And we'd love to share those with everyone. We'd love to hear from you. We have three ways to contact us here at the show. One, you can leave a message in our Hey the Parents voicemail line at 559-LAY-KIDS, or the full number is 559-537-5437. Two, you can email the show at heytheparents@gmail.com. Three, you could join us on Instagram or Blue Sky with the name at Hey Other Parents. And the phone number and email, all that stuff is in the show notes as well. And we are back for this part of the show. It's called Time to Unplug. This is where we talk about things that are going on outside of the kiddos. Sometimes it's something that we can do for ourselves with our spouses. It gives us a chance to decompress because you know what? You will be a better we if you take care of me. You'll be a better we if you take care of me. So Sarah D, bring us out. What do you got?
What's up? Okay, so I watched The Brother's Son on Netflix. And it is such a great action-packed, funny, family, feel good, gory, TV show, all at once. It's everything. It's really awesome. I loved it. There was like a little bit of everything for everyone there. Not to give too much away. It's two brothers. They barely know each other and they're related to this like, gang life, and mom is there and she's a strong woman. And you just really have to watch it to kind of just get to see how it all unfolds or whatever.
Is it the Yakuza or something, right? Like it's like a very dangerous, violent street gang, right?
And
it's
yes, a street gang. So, and then you know, you just see how it kind of just unfolds, and like everyone's kind of trying to gain power. And you kind of just gotta watch it. Watch it, watch it. All right, definitely
I'm going to. I'm so glad that you recommended this one because, like, I'm like, oh, I want to see the bear. I want to see this and that. But then I saw the trailer for this at work with you. I'm like, I want to see this. This looks awesome. So believe it or not, for my time to unplug, I don't know. I think it's because, okay, on this episode, on our show, our podcast, we keep talking about back in time because we keep talking about, like, the time before we were younger. And, like, you and Mike keep talking about Wayne's World, and I keep pushing it to, like, Back to the Future. So whatever it was, I was like, you know what? Let's watch Back to the Future because we were going to, like, kind of do, like, a preview to see, like, because we didn't know, like, is it the show that, like, I remember it being, like, one way, and I was like, maybe it's kind of inappropriate. Like, Rachel, let's just watch it. See, it's like, I don't know if I want to show the kids, but we watch it, and it was awesome. So, like, I forgot how good this movie was. Like, there is definitely, like, the cheeseball parts of it, but, like, all of the things that are, like, great about it, like, with all of the, like, inventions in the future and, like, the time travel that everybody makes fun of in, like, Avengers about the, like, Back to the Future time travel math, like, it is so good. And what was so funny is I remember being younger is Back to the Future 2. I remember, like, with my parents, a lot of people were like, that was a terrible movie, blah, 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 wasn't as good as the first movie. Watching Back to the Future 1 and 2, like, in tandem was great because they really work well together. And then, like, you know, all the ridiculousness with Biff in the future and, like, the time travel and stuff. That's one thing. But, like, just the greatness of it was just, like, the feel-good stuff and, like, to see Michael J. Fox in that, like, awesome, young, like, funny, awesome role that he was in. It was just great. I think, like, if every now and then you have to go, like, backwards to the movie catalog and bust out a movie and, like, I know this is so random, but I think, like, I appreciated Back to the Future more now because, like, obviously older, having kids and stuff like that, for two reasons. That, two, because in the future, in, like, 2015, we still don't have cars that fly, and it's very funny to see how things, like, never actually happened, you know? But, yep. You know, and even watching, like, Rick and Morty, it's very funny because, like, that is, like, a spoof on Back to the Future. So, like, that makes me appreciate it even more. But anyway, if you get a chance, check out Back to the Future. I will definitely be checking out The Brother's Son.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that this, I really can't wait. Honestly, I just want to kind of, like, stay it really late and, like, just binge it. But yes. I know that's probably a bad idea, but maybe over the course of a few nights. So I think we're out of time with this episode on organizing your life and your home. We went through everything from Barbie losing her ring to getting those things all organized to going deep into the closet close to Narnia and finding all the clothes that are hip to keep onto and show up to your dances at school looking to your spiffy best. We even went through all of the things we now have learned with our children and our spouses, where we keep the keys, where the bins go, how the crayons should be organized, and all that good stuff. And it's just like by being together, we learned a lot and we learn a lot from you. So we'd like to take a special moment to thank our listeners, our supporters for donating to the show. If you want to help support the show so we can keep making shows like this one, we do have a link in the show notes to do so. If you don't have the means to do so, we hope that you can tell your friends or family about the podcast so we can reach more listeners. Or if you're really feeling inspired, you can leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. We cannot wait to explore this parenting thing again with you next week on Hey the Parents because the three of us and all of you. Don't forget to hug your kids and charge those Chromebooks. That's new for me, for Mike, and for Sarah. We will see you next time. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Hey the Parents is produced by Mike Levine, Sarah Desbreens, and me, Michael Height. I edit and mix our show. Our intro voice recording was done by the one and only Coltrane. If you like our show, we hope you consider going to our show notes to help support the podcast or tell your friends and family. Find us online on Instagram or Blue Sky at Hey the Parents or send us an email at heytheparents@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time. Boom.